Welcome back to the clubhouse. You're the McAdoo Studios. Danny Noakes, Chris Barnhart, and Chris Coleman of Tech Sideline with you. Chris, the other Chris from Tech Sideline, is in studio with us for all of hour number one. In the first segment, we had a couple of great calls there, one from Rocky, the other from Richie. Keep them coming. 888-639-4900. That's the Phillips Real Estate Hotline. Join in on the conversation. You can tweet any of us. I'm at Danny Noakes. Chris Coleman is at Chris Coleman TSL. And our buddy Chris Barnhart is at Chris underscore Barnhart. Now, we talked about the Florida State game, recap that a little bit, and I mentioned you wrote a great piece on Ahmed Hill, and that was actually the reason that you couldn't come on over last week.
Right.
And I loved it. I recapped it a little bit earlier this week, but his role in the Hokies' run can't be understated, despite the fact that he wasn't in the game.
Yeah, exactly. I think when you look at Ahmed Hill, it goes beyond the stats, and I believe before his career is over, he's going to be a very good player for Virginia Tech, but even right now, he can help in other ways. Buzz Williams on Tech Talk Live earlier this week or last week said that he thought Med was the toughest player on the roster, yeah, which I think says quite a bit. I mean, there's some tough kids on the roster. Zach Ledeh's tough. Seth Allen's tough. Justin Robinson's tough. And if Ahmed Hill is tougher than all those guys, then that says something about him. And I think he's helped them in practice. He's been able to practice full speed, playing on the scout team, basically.
Right.
Simulating the opponent. Probably the opponent's best wing in each week. He was probably Dwayne Bacon in practice
leading up to the
ACC tournament, right? I think a guy who plays with that much energy can give practice a spark and can make guys better players when they get on the court. And I think he's benefited Tech in that role this year, and I can't wait to see him back on the court next year because that is Buzz's guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Buzz won't come out and say this, but I think Ahmed is his favorite player.
Right.
I think... You know, Buzz really recruited Med hard.
Mm-hmm.
They really wanted him as part of the program because, I think his background kind of reminds Buzz a little bit of himself. He looks exactly like Jimmy Butler.
I was going to say, he looks exactly like Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and he's a guy with a terrific motor, and, you know, you want to get him on the court at the same time with guys like Chris Clark and Justin Robinson and Seth Allen.
Great athletes.
I wish we could, you know, turn a couple of these guys into 6'8 or 6'9.
Yeah.
So we could put a little more balanced lineup on the court. But, you know, you can never have enough good players regardless of position. And I think Med will make big contributions for Tech next year.
You mentioned Buzz recruiting him hard. That whole part of the piece that you wrote is really interesting because he was, you know, coming out of high school, he was the number 63 recruit in the country. Offers from not only Marquette, but Missouri, UConn, Florida, Kansas, Indiana. I mean, some blue blood programs.
Yeah.
So, and the other part you mentioned is about how Med was so close with Buzz and that they wouldn't really even talk about basketball. It was on a, you know, they had a very close personal relationship, and when Buzz left Marquette to come to Virginia Tech, he called him up and said, "I want you to come with me and build this thing the right way." I think that speaks a lot about both of them.
Right, I think so too. And you know, Med took a visit to Virginia Tech just to be sure.
But right,
he always knew where he was going,
mm-hmm,
and he committed on his visit. And I think it's not only about Med, but his mom felt really comfortable with Buzz also. And what didn't make it into the interview is I asked him, I said, well, Virginia's a lot closer to Georgia anyway.
Right? Yeah.
And he said, yeah, that would have been a 16-hour drive to Marquette. So
right.
I think it worked out for him. I wish he had been on the court for Tech this year. He said one of the things that was frustrating is that he had really worked on his shot last summer.
Yep.
And he thought he had really developed that part of the game and was about to take a step towards being a more complete basketball player. And that was a frustrating part that was getting hurt. So if he can get that shot back, which I'm sure he's been working on since January, ever since he came back full time, get a shot to go along with his motor, then I think he's got a chance to be a really good player.
When you hear about a guy, especially in this Virginia Tech program, that's spending his summer in the gym trying to get himself better and knock down jump shots, you automatically, I think, go back to Eric Green.
Yeah, you do.
And before he, you know, there was a time when he could not hit the broadside of a barn with a shot. But he spent that summer going into his senior year in the gym, and then he's the ACC Player of the Year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the type. But Ahmed Hill is that type of guy. He's got the motor.
I think he's got a high work ethic like Eric Green. And I've said this on the show multiple times, but when Eric Green was a freshman, I was questioning Seth Greenberg's sanity. I was like, what in the world is that guy doing playing for an ACC program? But we saw what he turned into, and he turned into something really special. And, you know, you can't project guys to go on and become ACC Players of the Year. And I'm not going to do that to Med or anybody else on this team. But I will compare his work ethic to Eric Green's. I think it's top notch. Mm-hmm. And I think we have several guys on the team like that. And I like the ceiling of these guys if they continue to work hard. I know they've had some bad luck with injuries. And that's just Virginia Tech basketball. That's been happening here for years and years and years. But, you know, if they continue to work hard and Buzz continues to recruit players and develop players that are the right fits for his scheme and his culture, they're going to overcome that bad luck.
Right.
I fully believe that.
The best part, I think, for Tech fans right now is that you have a real reason to be excited. I mean, you had that six-game win streak. It may be over, but the season is probably not over.
It's not.
It sure as heck is not. And you have a lot to look forward to next season. And you almost... reading that Ahmed Hill piece makes you kind of want to go to next season to see what they're like with Ahmed Hill.
Next season.
Right?
This season isn't even over with.
Right.
I want to win games in the NIT. Don't get me wrong. I want to get to 20 wins, but I just want to like go Rip Van Winkle and just go to sleep for like a few months and just come back in October, November, just get ready for a basketball season. We've got a lot to look forward to with football, I think. But, man, this basketball program has really given me a lot to be excited about. As an old-school Tech basketball fan who's probably missed four games since 2001.
Wow.
I mean, I'm in that Coliseum with 2,000 people every night.
Right.
And so when Tech was terrible. Mm-hmm. And so when you're one of a very, very handful of people who care when you're bad – when you get good, that makes you really excited.
Yeah.
You know, football, everybody's always cared about football, but it's only a handful of us that really, truly cared about basketball during the down times, and that's why it's extra special to me.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. I remember the Deron Washington days and all that sort of stuff. Speaking of teams that were bad in previous Virginia Tech history, James Johnson and Seth Greenberg were in the same building watching Virginia Tech
yesterday. All I needed is Ricky Stokes in there, man.
I can't remember who tweeted that, but that was hilarious.
That was hilarious, yeah.
I loved it. But we'll step aside and take a break. And when we come back, we'll get to more with Chris Coleman of Tech Sideline here. But I want to go into more detail about last night's game between the Hokies and number 11 Miami. Want to give us plenty of time because we've only got one more segment here with Chris. So keep it locked. Super Sports 101.7.